Domestic violence is a crime that does not discriminate, but statistics show that Australia's First Nations women are at greater risk of family violence.
Aboriginal women being represented at that higher stake is because the level of tolerance that Aboriginal people have had to endure in this short time of colonisation makes it more likely to tolerate it.
Ashley Donoghue is an Aboriginal woman from the Dungutty Nation. She co-created Hey Sis, We've Got Your Back, an Aboriginal women's assault network whose funding ended in July this year.
Domestic violence issues have always come from the bottom up. People, women, feminism, all that stuff, getting around stopping from men are the perpetrators of violence, this, that and the other. But unless the laws are changed, unless legislation is changed, unless there is a standard process around domestic violence, assault, murders and charges, the law around. There's got to be a standard that goes across the bar.
Other Aboriginal family services around Australia echo Ashley Donoghue's sentiments. Zita Nyor is the CEO of South Australian Women's Legal Service, which runs a specialist Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander outreach program. She says while she is supportive of the domestic violence funding program announced by the federal government, she would have liked more consultation on how the money would be used.
In terms of South Australia, we've been given funding to establish one hub in Elizabeth. In this particular area, there is a high proportion of Aboriginal people. But one of the things that we do need to recognise is that whilst these initiatives have had some very beneficial, well, they're a positive step, a lot more needs to be done.
Aboriginal Legal Services in Tasmania had their organisation defunded this year, which has increased concern about how the community can respond to family violence. Heather Sculthorpe is the CEO of Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre. She says prioritising federal domestic violence programs at the expense of local programs adds a level of unnecessary bureaucracy to the management of family violence issues. She's concerned about the effect of the federal government using funding to increase the presence of community engagement police officers in remote Indigenous areas in the Northern Territory.
Go back to letting community run the programs that they know are needed locally instead of what we have now, big national organisations being funded under the IAS to come up with new schemes to impose on communities that aren't really involved in the solutions. Just putting police on the ground is going to do precious little for Aboriginal kids. There are some places where the women of the communities are saying we need more help in enforcing the decisions we make, but that's a bit of a different approach than just training or putting more police on the ground.
Ashley Donoghue from Hey Sis, Aboriginal Domestic Violence Network, also thinks that Aboriginal groups should be better included in the discussion of federal funding programs against family violence.
We have the solutions. Let us sit at that table and work with it. Don't try and work for us because you don't know. Work with it.
The Wire contacted the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Nigel Scullion. He was unavailable for interview, but said in a statement that the government is tackling the underlying disadvantage in Indigenous communities through focusing on getting children to school and adults into work. He said the government is investing around $250 million in 2015-16 to improve the safety and well-being of Aboriginal and Torres Strait people, including actions to change the behaviour of perpetrators of crime and provide support to victims.